We begin with Chapter 2. How and when the flames of destruction are ignited. There is a very deep connection between the soul of Brahma and time. The soul of Brahma and the confluence age occur together. If there was not the role of Brahma, there could not be the confluence. When the role of corporeal Brahma finishes, many other roles begin. This is a means of bringing time close. When Brahma's part finishes, it means the confluence age also finishes. Just as the soul of Brahma has a deep connection with time, so also do those close souls who follow him. Each act of theirs also brings time close. They therefore become the indicators of time. Previously, the physical father stood before you as an indicator of time, and seeing his stage, you could understand that something was going to happen. Things seemed to be close. In the same way, you people who have been made instruments are also indicators of time. On the basis of your complete stage, the date for the destruction of the old world will be clear. When and how will the flames of destruction be ignited? Who will become the instruments? Will Shankar become the instrument? Or will it be the father who creates the sacrificial fire with the Brahmin children? At the time that the sacrificial fire was created for the work of establishment, at the same time, through this very same sacrificial fire, the flames of destruction were also ignited. So the flames of destruction are being ignited by the Father and you together. This is why those who are engaged in the ignition must become complete. For this, you have to become the form of fire like Shankar. That is, you must stay in intense meditation. When a corpse is being burnt, in between they stoke the fire in order to intensify the flames. The fire of destruction is the greatest fire. In order to bring it to its ultimate intensity, it is necessary to spur on the souls who are instrumental for it. How will they be spurred on? Will it be done by hand or with stick? Through the power of thought, the flames of this destruction must be intensified. Now you must become the form of fire and create the thoughts that will intensify the fire of destruction. Then this sorrowful world can be transformed. In order to fan the flames of destruction in all four directions, here should be special gatherings for yoga, because it is through the fire of yoga that the flames of destruction will be ignited. That is the fire of destruction, and this is the fire of yoga. That is, the one fire is ignited from the other fire. Just as the unlimited expanded form of service is taking on an accelerated form, let your attitude of being beyond in an unlimited way be intense. When the souls of the world have the attitude of being beyond, which is the attitude of vairag, disinterest, then as a result of that disinterest, everything will be complete. For this, even whilst you are engaged in karma, remain beyond the consciousness of performing action and remain karmatit whilst interacting with others. There should be no form of attachment and no attachment to service. Rather, let there be the attitude of being an instrument. If within yourself you have merged everything and made yourself ever ready, then, through your own readiness, the destruction will be ready, and all souls can be benefited. From the minds of sorrowful souls, the sound emerges that destruction should now take place. But from the minds of you, world benefactor souls, there should be the thought to quickly bring benefit to all souls, so that the completion can take place. You have sustained them. Now you have to become benefactors and liberate everyone. Those who have to perform the destruction need cooperation from you benefactor souls. They require the signal of your thoughts. Until you adopt the form of fire, you are not able to give the signal. Therefore, you must now prepare for world transformation. This is the last activity through your form of a Shakti. Therefore, make yourself a form of power, a lighthouse and mighthouse, in order to finish the Iron Age world and achieve transformation, and to bid farewell to Maya, you must surround the gathering with great power. Those who inspired the destruction of the Iron Age world are you foundation souls. So you have to make the effort to return to the incorporeal world and carry everyone with you. Through this awareness, you have to be beyond all relationships and the attraction of all forms of matter. You have to be detached observers. If within the gathering each one develops such an incorporeal stage, then the scenes of destruction of the old world, and together with that, the scenes of the celebration of the birth of the new world, will be clearly visible. Together with Brahma, this one thought must arise in all Brahmins together. Now we are ever ready, and the new world must be established now. When such a firm, determined thought arises, there will be world transformation. That is, the creation of the new world will be visible in a practical way. For this, you need power in the gathering. Not just 1, 2, or 8, but the entire gathering must hold this one thought. As soon as the thought is created, the drums of completion will begin to sound within a second. When all souls of the world have the attitude of distaste, there will be transformation throughout the entire globe. It is through the attitude of distaste that you will be able to accept the introduction of the Father. It is this attitude of disinterest which will be the foundation for transformation. Now, the gathering of those with an unlimited attitude of disinterest must become strong, so that seeing this, other souls experience these vibrations. Then this gathering will make known the date for destruction. The firm, determined thought for transformation must arise in the entire gathering, for only then can the atmosphere be created. In the beginning, the gathering of lionesses became instrumental for the work of establishment in a visible way. They didn't think. They didn't consider anything. They just did it. So also, for the completion, such a group must be made ready who are beyond defamation and praise, appreciation and slander. A group with the power of tolerance. Just as at the beginning a group who made the vow of purity came onto the field and there was establishment, now this group must come onto the field for completion. As you continue with self-transformation, world transformation will happen because world transformation can only happen through self-transformation. Always maintain the awareness that world benefit has a relationship with our every thought. To the extent that you yourself become powerful, the time for world transformation will be brought close. According to Dharma, the time can be fixed. However, on what basis is the Dharma created? You are the foundations of it. When all of you have developed a constant flying stage, there will be benefit for everyone. That is, the work of transformation will be completed. For you to be in the flying stage means to bring benefit to everyone. Do not think about the date for world transformation, but transform the self and fix the date of transformation. In making yourself complete, the task of world transformation will be complete. You are the clocks who indicate the time of world transformation. So look within yourselves to see how much time remains of the unlimited night. The rising of the sun of perfection means the setting of the night of darkness. Instead of thinking of the date of destruction, if all Brahmins have the one determined thought for completing the work of establishment, then transformation is assured. This world of sorrow is to be transformed on the basis of establishment. Therefore, everyone is waiting in anticipation for the people who have been made instruments for establishing the new world of peace and happiness to become complete. Are all of you busy in your own work, or do you cast your eyes towards those who have to carry out the destruction? Those who are carrying out the establishment have been made instruments for igniting the flames of destruction. It is not that the destroyers have been made instrumental to intensify the flames of the efforts of the establishers. Everyone wants to know the date and time, and all of you are wondering when the new world will come. Now you know the three aspects of time. So, to know the future will be the same as knowing the present. But the basis of knowing the future is the present. The date and time of the future will automatically be revealed by the present stage of those who are to come into the new world. Since you speak of the new world, the souls who have rights to the new world should also have some newness within themselves. No old sanskara, thought, word, or old type of activity should remain. There should be nothing old in anything. There should not be even a trace of anything old in your sanskaras, nature, or thoughts. When newness is visible in the majority or in the main souls, then the destruction of the old world and the date of the coming of the new world will be clear. Now, instead of anticipating the time of destruction, become engaged in making arrangements. To give orders to matter, you must create a powerful stage. When all Brahmins within the gathering have feelings of mercy, of bringing world benefit, and the desire in their hearts to liberate all souls from their suffering, then world transformation will take place. You must become completely unshakable and immovable. This will bring on the final moment. As a gathering, you must develop one thought. That is, through one firm, determined thought, everyone must give their little finger together. Then the mountain of the Iron Age will be transformed and you will bring about the Golden Age. All of you are the embodiments of support, the most elevated souls who are the basis for achieving completion, through which the instruments of destruction and matter will fulfill their tasks. Therefore, instead of anticipating destruction, be alert in igniting its flames. Do not anticipate the date of destruction. If you knew the date, instead of being soul conscious, you would become date conscious. You would not then be able to pass the test fully. This is the reason why the date will not be given, but the date will automatically touch all of you. You will experience it as if before your very eyes a scene appears. You will experience the future in a clear form in advance. But for that, the eyes of the light of the world must always remain open. If there is the dust of Maya, you will not be able to see clearly. It is not necessary to tell you the date of destruction, because the final date of the destruction cannot be fixed. If the date were fixed, everyone's seat would also be fixed. That would mean a long line of those who pass with honor. Therefore, remain unconcerned about the date. When all are free from concern, the date will come. Destruction will only take place when everyone becomes free from thoughts about the date of destruction. To anticipate the destruction means to keep in your awareness the date of your own death. So, instead of invoking your own death, create the form of your state of awareness of being the conqueror of attachment and the embodiment of the remembrance of one. Once you have achieved such a final stage, there will be final destruction. Only after the entire world has been sacrificed into this great sacrificial fire will the fire be completed. But the sacrifice of the old world will occur only when everyone has sacrificed the world of their own waste thoughts or impure thoughts. When they have sacrificed their limited world into this great sacrificial fire, the ultimate sacrifice is to surrender the consciousness of I. From their lips or from their mind, the only sound that should emerge is the one word, Baba. There should be no consciousness of self, either in thoughts or in dreams. No egotistical consciousness of the self. When you make this sacrifice first, then you will be able to inspire others to do the same. And after the sacrifice, there will be completion. This destruction is the means to fulfill all the desires of all souls. This means will be accomplished through your spiritual endeavors. The thought should emerge that now there should be benefit for all souls. All the desperate, sorrowful, and peaceless souls will receive the blessing of constant peace and happiness through the Father and will be able to go home. According to the closeness of time, this awareness needs to be intensified, because through this thought or awareness, the fire of destruction will intensify and everyone will be benefited. There is a difference between the great destruction and the rehearsal for destruction. The great destruction means total transformation. For Shankar, it is said that he opened his eye and instantly there was destruction. This is the symbol of the act of the destructive image. Now it is the time of the end. If you have not yet adopted the fearsome form towards your own negative karma and those who perform negative karma, you will not be able to confront them. Now is not the time for accommodating them. You must destroy your vices, your waste thoughts, your negative actions and behaviors, not accommodate them. Only when you become the image of destruction will there be the destruction of the old world. Until your tail of attachment and of your own nature has been ignited, this old world of Lanka cannot catch fire. When all the great warriors are burning in the fire of love, then the old world can be transformed. The souls who are responsible for destruction are inventing such powerful instruments that the destruction can be accomplished easily and totally. So too, you great warriors, inventors of the power of silence, must make such plans for the entire transformation of the world, whereby everyone can take the inheritance of liberation and liberation in life within 1 second, easily. Develop such refined inventions whereby, with a single glance from your eyes, in 1 second, they experience being instantly changed from sorrowful to happy, from powerless to powerful, and from peaceless to peaceful. In India, there will be civil war. The nuclear bombs will have no effect here. Therefore, whilst seeing the scenes or hearing the news of civil war, instead of being afraid, become powerful in your knowledge of the predestined drama and continue to give power to others. The people of the world will be frightened, but you have to fill those souls with power. Whoever comes into contact with you, give them the donation of peace and all powers. No matter what the circumstances may be, your happiness should never be lost. End of chapter 2.